Credit Clemson the way they played. They were able to really beat us up in several ways and phases of the game. They were able to control the line of scrimmage for the majority of the football game. We've got opportunities to make plays. We've got to be able to make those plays. Credit to them for what they were able to do. Right? And we were able to see things we've got to continue to work on, things we've got to get better at. In the first half, I think almost 100 yards they had on third and fourth downs alone. So, and offensively, not being able to get in the rhythm, with the explosives. We had some missed opportunities there with explosives early on in the game. And then the running game was a little bit hit or miss early on. And then it became dependent, we got down a couple scores. And they lined up and played tight man-to-man coverage and forced us into poor throws. And other side of the ball, they're able to control the line of scrimmage, run the ball, get it to fourth and shorts, and first and fourth down. So, all in all, we lined up, we got our butts kicked out there today, and we've got to get these things, continue to improve, right? We've got to push through these things, we've got to correct these things, right? We've got to get ready to play another game next week. But disappointing to come out here today with this team and these guys in the locker room and come out and have a game go the way it was. So, given that, any questions?
Questions?
Follow. So there were a lot of drops today. Anything in particular that you saw with some of those plays? Really, was it momentum failure several times?
Yeah, they were. And that's something we've got to work on. We've had some missed opportunities with some explosives there. And that's what the ones in the first half that could have led to some explosive plays there and generated some momentum and they would play the ball game a different way.
Did Clemson's defense throw anything different at Clemson's defense throw anything different at you, Haynes, or anybody, or just is it what you had expected?
Yeah, it was what we've seen on tape. We expected them to play more bare defense and man-to-man coverage with it, covering everybody up in the front, running the games or whatnot. They were able to break you down man-to-man, 5-on-5 in protection a lot of those times, and play the tight man. Man coverage, and when you get in those situations, when you get in those types of games, you got to be able to win on the man-to-man, and you got to be able to hold up in the protection long enough for us to be able to push the ball down the field.
What do you think of the Clemson team that you saw today, and some of the ones you've seen in the past?
Yeah, I mean, played these guys 8 or 9 whatever years in a row, and it's they've got a very good defense. Their front seven's a really good defensive front. And then, really, with both the running backs there, they were able to control the entire game with the way they were able to move the ball offensively.
Rob,
you guys did a fairly good job of stopping the run in the early downs. If you could have gotten some stops on those fourth downs, would it change the momentum of the game a little bit?
Yeah, you have to. I mean, they give the offenses 4 downs, and they were able to use 4 of those in the first half, 4 or 5 times. They were able to go all the way to the fourth down, and we weren't able to get them stopped.
Is there any sort of silver lining out of a loss like this?
No, there's not. Losses eat you up, and it's one of those things where you win, and you start to get accustomed to winning. You start to understand how to win. Right? Well, the same thing goes with losing. So there's not silver lining. So there are things we've got to take from this game and get better at. Things we've got to take from this game, and we've got to see where we are now. Versus another competition, we do in a lot of phases, a lot of ways. But there's not silver linings in games that you lose.
I guess how disappointed are you just with the overall performance?
13. Fair. Lose by 1, lose by 30. Loss is loss. And I'm disappointed. Really, I'm disappointed. I hate losing. I hate them. And we'll do everything in our power to prepare ourselves to be able to get back on the other side of the column next week.
Anything else for Coach B? Okay. Thank you, Coach.
Thanks, guys. Coach Atkinson.